You're listening to the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids Weekly Leader Training. Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Gospel Project for Kids Weekly Leader Training podcast. I'm Maggie Bertram, and today I'm joined by Sarah McLean. Hey, Sarah.
Hey, Maggie.
All right, you ready to wrap up Unit 12?
Absolutely.
So on this episode, we are discussing Unit 12, Session 5, titled Wisdom of God's People. This is focusing on Proverbs chapters 1, 3, and 4. Solomon was young when he became king over Israel. Having no experience, he asked God for wisdom to lead his people. As Solomon reigned as king, his wisdom led him to build a temple for God to dwell in. Solomon's fame also spread throughout the world, leading the Queen of Sheba to visit him and see for herself if Solomon really was as wise as she had heard. We also learned that through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, Solomon wrote the book of Ecclesiastes. This week, we'll learn about another book Solomon wrote, Proverbs. The story points for this week, for preschool, it's we gain wisdom when we trust in God. And for kids, it's we gain wisdom when we fear God and trust in him. Now let's head into the part of the episode where we talk about activities that might need a little extra prep. And in older preschool, there is an activity called play a board game. And this board game printable is small. So you may want to form groups of two or three preschoolers to let each group have their own game board to play. And in preschool worship, there is an activity called play with trains. And if you don't have magnetic trains, you can let preschoolers experiment with magnets and paper clips instead. And if you choose this option, just make sure you're monitoring them closely so that they don't put those items in their mouths and ears or noses. It's a good word. All right, Sarah, what about you? What's going on with kids?
So for older kids, there's an activity called Trust in the Lord Wind Chime. And for this activity, it's more of a craft style. So it requires air dry clay. And if you've never used air dry clay before, this is something that can be purchased at many retailers such as Walmart and Amazon. It also requires letter stamps that kids will use to stamp the words trust in the Lord on the wind chime. And those can also be purchased at craft stores or even Amazon as well.
And as we wrap up, let's talk about what we are excited for in this session. And I just love the last paragraph in the kids' Bible story. It says Solomon's Proverbs show that there are two ways to live, with God's wisdom or without God's wisdom. And it really does boil down to that. Kids need to know that everyone has a choice in how they live, but that God is our creator and his way is best. Much like when we follow the instructions that come with the board game, life works out better when we follow the instructions God has given us in the Bible.
Yeah, that's so true, Maggie. That's such good insight there. I also think it's helpful to underscore what it means to fear God. The fear of the Lord is a key theme in the book of Proverbs, and it's part of our story point. So we don't want kids to walk away thinking they need to be scared of God. In fact, it's quite the opposite. A healthy, right fear of God will draw kids to run to him. So we want to help kids understand that fear means a sense of reverence and awe before God, recognizing that we are limited human beings. And we understand that we are not God and that we don't get to make up what's right and wrong for ourselves. The fear of the Lord is a posture of humility before God, which leads us to turn to him, depend on him, and trust in him. And so the fear of the Lord really is true wisdom because it puts God at the center of our lives. And the more that kids come to have a right view of God, the more they're going to see themselves clearly and understand how much they need the Lord and his son, Jesus, to be saved from sin.
That's so good, Sarah. Thanks for that. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the podcast. We hope you have found it helpful as you prepare to teach the Gospel Project for Kids in Preschool.
Thanks for listening to this week's Leader Training for the Gospel Project for Preschool and Kids. For more resources to help you focus your ministry on the gospel, please visit gospelproject.com.